All right, today's one about something that I think I found really interesting. And this is about this concept of people being materialistic. This post is called Materialistic: Brag About Your Library of Books, Not Your House or Car. And, you know, this is something I've been talking to a lot of people about. And it's a unique take on sort of what we take pride in. And one of the things I'll explain to you here is that at the bottom of this post, there's a whole list of books. And in this audio, I'm going to actually review a few of them real quickly so you get a better understanding of what's in them. But yeah, this one is a fun post. So here we go. We will continue to be held back if we don't shift our focus from the what to the why and how. And, you know, last week I read an awesome post by Ty Lopez, who reads a book a day. It was on his Facebook page where he said, you know, it's a funny world. People bragging about how big their house is or how nice their car is. How about bragging about how big their library is? He had one guy reply and suggest that we don't brag at all. It got me thinking about what bragging really is. Don't we live in a materialistic world full of brands trying to steal our attention? In the overinformed, hyper-aware, constantly connected world we live in, we are inundated with images, videos, and stuff telling us how great people and products are. See, I think bragging, but more so promoting, is a necessary part of life. I'm a huge fan of personal branding and being known for something. What do you want to be known for? You know, how many images do we see of celebrities or even people we know who just brag about the things they have? All around us, people try and posture to be bigger than they are. As Jim Rohn would say, they built their houses on the sand, not on the rock. Now, wouldn't it be great if those you admired showed you the resources they used to acquire those things rather than the things themselves? That was why I was so interested in Ty's post. Aside from the ones who get accidentally rich and famous, how do real successful people get to where they are? For me, I always love studying the things successful people do. The books they read, the habits they have, the ways they interact with others, their spirit, intention, and presence. And often I'm amazed by just how much goes into success, and so many unsuccessful people just think it's easy. Success can't and shouldn't come overnight, and those who build long-term habits consistently will reap the benefits, and that the most successful people are not materialistic at all. So I probably buy about 2 to 5 books a week. I buy some for my Kindle app, but mainly I love getting real books from my shelves. I love the smell of new books. I love building my bookshelf, and I keep having to add new shelves. It's awesome. You know, usually I'll buy one to read on my phone or tablet right away while I wait for the second one to come in the mail. Then I make time, you know, each day for about 30 minutes to an hour and more if I can, and focus on reading. I create a nice little spot for myself, and my dog comes and we read. We have a good time. So leaders are readers. I have a post here you can check out on Forbes.com about why leaders must be leaders. Well, I guess I spelled it wrong. Is why leaders must be readers, and see, you know, what's going on there. Also, you know, look at the Harvard Business Review post called "For Those Who Want to Read, Lead." It says business people seem to be reading less, particularly material unrelated to business. That's a big lesson often overlooked. Read about the world, read about people, read about history, read about science, read about spirituality, nature, and everything. What should you read? Well, everything. Over the past few years, I've learned an amazing lesson. Read it before you need it. Let me tell you a quick story about needing some reading. So I recently signed on a new client who is a huge billion-dollar multinational manufacturing company. And last month, I traveled across the continent to do a workshop for them on complex selling, neuroscience, and personal mastery. Now, as part of the initial discussion prior to getting them on board, we talked about enhancing the corporate capabilities, including operations and manufacturing. Now, this is vitally important in selling in today's markets because sales is no longer an isolated function, and we wanted to get a number of cross-functional department heads involved. And to increase overall performance, we need to look at all parts of the whole. So we had a very systemic conversation about sales as part of the larger organization. Now, rewind about a year ago, my mentor, who is a world-renowned expert in systems thinking, organizational complexity, and project management, including like massive manufacturing companies, he gave me some books to read. Now, these books were on project management, systems, statistical process control, and even nature. So I read them and actually really enjoyed them. And I had no idea how I would use those concepts. But fast forward back to today, And the language I use in discussions is now much more robust than it has been in the past. So read it before you need it. What are you reading? Are you focusing on just one area? Or are you limiting yourself and missing opportunities? For all my single friends out there, one of Ty's best pieces of advice he gave me from last year is that if you're struggling with dating, you probably should read more and have something to say. You need to really get interesting, right? In sales, as in life, this is what I tell people. It's not that they're not interested. It's that you're not interesting. Get interesting, right? So here's my book list. Books that are currently inspiring me. I have a slide on this blog post from a recent presentation. Take a look at the list and do yourself a favor. Buy one or two of these books and just start reading today. Download Kindle if you don't have it and just get reading while you wait for those other shiny new books. But here's this year's reading list, books that I'm reading. One of them is Thinking Fast and Slow. This is all about the ways that we have conscious and subconscious thinking processes and how to tap into both systems of our brain. Another one is Man and His Symbols, all the ways that we think as men and the things that we relate to. A big one for me this year was It's Not Luck by a guy named Eli Goldratt and Critical Chain by Eli Goldratt. And he was, a theory of constraints. And it was very, very interesting to see how bringing a systemic view on the way that we sell and understanding thinking processes behind the ways that we do things. Another beautiful book this year was called The Art of Possibility by a guy named Benjamin Zanner. And if you look at his TED Talk, he is about how classical music can inspire people. And he's a really interesting speaker, and his book is great. Him and his wife wrote this one. Looking at variation, Million Dollar Consulting, Challenger Sale, Account Planning, Tipping Point, Rockefeller Habits, all these really, really cool books, learning from guys like John Maxwell, Norman Vincent Peale, Jim Collins, Nelson Mandela, and things like, the effortless experience for customer service and really creating experience for your customers. Another one, Dinosaur Brains. I love this one, dealing with all those impossible people at work. And then, of course, all my books by Jeffrey Gittimer, who I love. He's got some great ones. Then you get into more of the deeper stuff like Meditations and Iron John, a book about men. These are ones where we start to tap into the ways that we think and the ways that we behave, right? And there's a whole list of books here on the blog post. But, upcoming, I've just bought some new books called Flow, The Psychology of the Optimal Experience, Predictably Irrational, Insight Selling, Thinking, Strangers to Ourselves, Power of Intention. There's a lot of stuff here that is really exciting, and just nonstop buying books. And that's what I want to challenge you to, is download some books and just start reading. That's a big one. And then start sharing with people in your network on what you're reading. So that's it for today. Instead of talking about all the stuff that you're doing, the stuff you have, start sharing with people the library and help them grow through your growth. I hope that helps you out, and we'll talk to you soon.